Micah Goodman, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Jesus is that source of eternal life, beloved, and only through the Lord Jesus Christ can one be delivered from the bondage and control and dominion of sin and be given that glorious gift of salvation and eternal life. We're discussing new birth blessings. And why does man need new birth? Well, Romans 5:12 makes it clear, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Man needs spiritual birth because the first man, Adam, disobeyed the eternal God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 24 gives the account of how man rejected God, rejected his word, turned away from him, disobeyed him, and did what God told him not to do, and thus sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us. And the fact of sin is a reality. Romans 3:23 makes it clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're told there in Romans 3, there's none righteous, no, not one. None of us, because we've all had that sin nature, born with that sin nature which we inherited from our great-great-great-great-grandfather Adam, all the way back to Adam. Every human being born since Adam and Eve has had that sinful nature. That nature, that propensity, that nobody had to teach us how to sin, it was part of us. It was easier for us to do wrong than it was to do right. We were born with that rebellious, sinful nature. But the good news is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave heaven and its glories, to come to this earth, to walk upon it for 33.5 years, to live a sinless life. And thus God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That is, Christ became our substitute. He took the guilt and the sin and the shame, he who knew no sin, and he died on that old rugged cross under the judgment and wrath of Almighty God in your place, in my place. He took our sin upon himself, and he paid the penalty. Romans 5:8 tells us that God showed forth or made known or commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, beloved, when he hung on that old rugged cross, he had you and me in mind. He was looking forward to the time we would be born, for he is God, manifest and revealed in human form. And he knew that you and I would be born in sin and need a Savior to deliver us from our sin. And so he died on that old rugged cross. And that's why Romans 10:9-10 states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that is, that you believe in the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, in your inner being, that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved, saved from sin to life eternal. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and that which is right, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For verse 13 of Romans 10 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, asking him to come into our life and to forgive us for our sin, shall be saved." Because God is holy, beloved, that's why no sinful thing can come into His presence, and that's why we need to be made pure and clean and holy by the Holy Spirit of God doing the work of salvation within our spirit. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, we read about Isaiah seeing the Lord and God revealing to him His power and His holiness. And he states in verse 3 of Isaiah 6, "One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Yes, beloved, throughout the Old Testament, it's pointed out that God is holy. And because He is holy, He must judge sin. And, beloved, that's why Jesus took our place and paid the penalty for our sin. He died in your place. He died in my place. And thus, He was giving His life blood, His sinless life blood, for you and for me. I couldn't die for you because I'm a sinner. You couldn't die for me because you're a sinner. Only Jesus Christ could die in our place because He was sinless and without sin, and thus our sin was placed upon Him. We're told in the book of 2 Corinthians, we're told that God placed on Jesus, chapter 5, and I believe it's verse 21, that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Yes, beloved, Jesus took our sin and paid the penalty for it. And thus we read again in the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and verse 8, "And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were all full of eyes, describing some heavenly creatures that are worshiping God in heaven. And they rest not day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." Yes, beloved, Almighty God is holy, and the only way we can approach Him is by being made holy. And that's what the new birth is all about, as we previously discussed from John chapter 3. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Holy Spirit of God is the spirit of man, John 3:6 tells us. And so it's the spiritual part of us that's born again, and that the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do that work of salvation and becomes God's seal, God's guarantee of our salvation, as Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 points out. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be born into the family of God, to receive the gift of salvation and eternal life, and to be a child of God. As John 1 tells us, in verse 11 through 13, "Christ came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born, not of blood, that is, not of family, because our families were Christians, that doesn't make us a Christian, not of blood, nor of the will of man, it's not through our good works. So many people think they can get to heaven by being good and by doing good things. Beloved, that won't save you. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. And so it's not of blood, nor of the will of man, but, beloved, it is of God. This salvation is a work of God. and he alone can cleanse and purify and make one clean and holy within their spirit, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. And so 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us that every believer is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he says, he indwells us, and we're not our own. We're bought with a price, the price Jesus paid on Calvary. He paid the price to redeem us from sin, and our body becomes the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. And he lives in us as God's guarantee of our salvation. And we're going to discuss this more as we get into the new birth blessing. So there are many wonderful blessings and benefits that are ours in Christ Jesus. Now the Word of God tells us that we are complete in Christ Jesus. Christ is all I need. All that I need. He is all that a person needs to live a life of victory, a life of overcoming, because he indwells us through the Holy Spirit and enables us to live for Jesus. He fills every need of the believer's life. The Lord Jesus Christ is all. That is, he's all we need. In Colossians chapter 1, and let me read to you what Colossians 1 tells us. Colossians 1:16-17. For in him, and he's speaking about Christ, verse 13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God? Jesus is the manifestation of God the Father and God the Son physically. The firstborn of every creature, for life came through Christ. For by him were all things created. Jesus Christ created all things that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things exist or hold together. Jesus Christ is everything that a person needs to walk here through this world, to live victoriously, to be an overcomer. We're going to get more and more into these truths of the new birth next time. Till then, goodbye.